Chapter 1. The Wish. The studio was filled with the rich perfume of flowers. Lord Henry Wotton lay smoking. Everything was still. In the centre of the room was a portrait of a beautiful young man. The artist, Basil Hallward, was sitting in front of it, smiling.
"It is your best work," said Lord Henry. "Show it at the Grosvenor."
"No, I can't. There is too much of me in it," answered Hallward.
"You don't look like the picture," said Lord Henry. "You have an intellectual face, but this young man is an Adonis. He is beautiful."
"He never thinks, I am sure."
"You are not like him at all."
"You don't understand," replied Hallward. "I know I don't look like him. I would be sorry to. Dorian Gray's beauty will disappear. It is better to be ugly and stupid and live in peace."
"Is that his name?" asked Lord Henry.
"Yes," answered Hallward. "I didn't want to tell you. I prefer secrets. They are more romantic."
"I agree," said Lord Henry. "I know nothing about my wife, and she knows nothing about me." The two young men laughed and went into the garden where they sat in the shade.
"Why do you refuse to show the painting?" asked Lord Henry.
"I told you," replied Hallward. "There is too much of me in it. A good portrait is a portrait of the artist, not the sitter. I am afraid I show my soul in this painting. You see, 2 months ago, I went to a party at Lady Brandon's house. Her parties are boring, but it is important to keep society contacts. As you say, even a stockbroker in elegant clothes looks civilized. I spoke to boring people for 10 minutes, and then I saw Dorian Gray. I was terrified. I wanted to escape, but I asked Lady Brandon to introduce us."
"What did she say about him?" asked Lord Henry.
"She said he plays the piano," answered Hallward. "Dorian and I laughed."
"Laughter is a good start and the best ending for a friendship," said Lord Henry. "I choose my friends for their beauty, my acquaintances for their character, and my enemies for their intelligence. My enemies all respect me."
"Do you really believe that?" asked Hallward.
"How English you are," answered Lord Henry. "The English think you must believe what you say, but that isn't important. If an idea is not sincere but purely intellectual, it is an excellent idea." "Do you see Dorian Gray often?"
"Every day,"
answered Hallward. "Extraordinary," said Lord Henry. "I thought you only loved art."
"He is my art," replied Hallward. "I draw, paint, sketch from him. My work with him is the best of my life. I see things differently. I paint in a new way."
"Basil, I must meet Dorian Gray," said Lord Henry, "and you must show his portrait."
"I cannot," said Hallward. "I am afraid people will see my soul. Art must be beautiful, but not personal."
"And does Dorian Gray like you?" asked Lord Henry.
"I think so," replied Hallward. "Sometimes he is horrible to me. I feel I have given my soul to someone who treats it like a flower on a summer's day, a bit of a decoration."
"Summer days are long," said Lord Henry. "You will tire first. Genius lasts longer than beauty. One day you will become cold,
and he will be angry.
What a pity.
You are wrong, said Hallward. It was pleasant in the garden. Lord Henry found Hallward's emotions more interesting than his invitation to a boring lunch at Aunt Agatha's house. He was happy to miss the lunch.
Basil, he said, I know where I have heard Dorian Gray's name. Aunt Agatha knows him. He helps her with the poor. She didn't say he's beautiful.
I don't want you to meet him, said Hallward.
The butler came into the garden.
Mr. Dorian Gray is in the studio, sir, he said to Hallward.
Thank you. Ask him to wait for a moment, answered Hallward.
I must meet him, said Lord Henry.
Dorian Gray is my best friend, said Hallward. You are a bad influence. Don't take away my friend. They went into the house together. Dorian Gray was at the piano. He caught sight of Lord Henry.
I'm sorry, Basil. I didn't know you had company, he said.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Gray, said Lord Henry. You are a favourite of my aunt, Lady Agatha.
Lord Henry thought Dorian Gray was very handsome. Hallward was worried.
Henry, he said, I am sorry to be rude, but I must work. Could you leave us?
Must I go? Lord Henry asked Dorian.
Oh, no, said Dorian.
Can I stay? Lord Henry asked Hallward.
If Dorian wants, replied Hallward. Dorian, Lord Henry is a bad influence.
Are you really? Asked Dorian.
All influence is immoral, said Lord Henry. If you influence a person, he does not think his natural thoughts. People are afraid of themselves. Fear of society or morals and fear of God or religion govern us.
Hallward saw a new expression on Dorian's face.
We must have the courage to be ourselves, continued Lord Henry.
Dorian stood in silence. His eyes were bright. He felt something new inside himself. Sometimes music disturbed him like that, but this was different. Words. So clear. So vivid. So cruel. Lord Henry watched, fascinated. Hallward painted in silence.
I'm tired of standing, said Dorian suddenly. I want to go into the garden.
I will come with you, said Lord Henry.
Dorian was fascinated by Lord Henry, much more than by Basil Hallward. Why was he frightened?
Only the senses cure the soul, said Lord Henry. Only the soul cures the senses.
Don't sit in the sun. You will get sunburnt. You have youth and beauty. They are important.
You smile. One day you will not smile. People love you because you are beautiful. One day you will lose that. You will become ugly. Then you will suffer horribly. Live. Live now. The world is yours for a season. You don't realize that. You don't understand. There is absolutely nothing in the world but youth.
Dorian listened. He felt a new emotion. Basil Hallward called them from the door. Dorian and Lord Henry went into the studio. Hallward painted for about 15 minutes. Then he stopped. He looked at Dorian for a long time. Then he looked at the painting for a long time.
It is finished, he said.
Really?
Asked Dorian. He looked at the painting. His eyes filled with joy. He didn't move. For the first time, he saw his beauty. He never really believed Basil Hallward's compliments, but Lord Henry's words about youth were disturbing. And now he realized they were true.
"I will be ugly, hideous," he thought,
and tears filled his eyes.
"Don't you like it?" asked Hallward.
"It's sad," said Dorian. "I will grow old and horrible, but this painting will stay young. If only I could stay young forever and the painting grow old, not me. I would give my soul for that."
"I object," answered Hallward.
Dorian looked at him.
"You like your painting more than your friends," he said.
Hallward was amazed. Dorian seemed quite angry.
"How long will you like me?" asked Dorian. "Till I have my first wrinkle, I suppose. When I start to grow old, I will kill myself."
"Dorian, don't talk like that," cried Hallward. "I have never had such a friend as you."
"I am jealous of everything whose beauty does not die," said Dorian.
"You have made me hate my finest piece of work," said Hallward. "I will destroy it."
He took a knife. Dorian ran to him and took it.
"Don't, Basil," he shouted. "It's murder. I am in love with the painting."
"It is yours," said Hallward coldly.
"Would you like tea?"
"Yes," said Lord Henry, "and let me have the painting too."
"No," cried Dorian, "it's mine."
The butler entered with the tea.
"Let's go to the theatre tonight," said Lord Henry.
"I must work this evening," said Hallward. "Stay for dinner, Dorian."
"No," said Dorian, "I want to go to the theatre with Lord Henry."
Hallward walked to the painting. "I will stay with the real Dorian," he said sadly.
"Lord Henry, remember what I said in the garden this morning."
Lord Henry laughed.
"I have forgotten it. Goodbye, Basil. Come, Mr. Grey, my carriage is outside. I can take you home."
He and Dorian left. As the door closed behind them, the painter threw himself onto the sofa, and a look of pain came into his eyes.